You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a new weight loss pill that might be on the way. You know, the whole idea of a magic pill that you could take. Well, Stanford and Baylor researchers have been working on it, and they think it could now just be a few years away. They've tried this pill out on mice. The mice ate half as much as they used to eat it. What this hormone, it's a molecule that prevents us from feeling hungry. So you just have no interest in eating. And they think it could be coming around here in just a few years.
I bet you I could beat that pill.
It becomes a challenge.
People everywhere right now are like,
and I'm still going to eat an entire pizza.
Yeah, everyone's like, well, what's this pill taste like?
Can you dip the pill in gravy?
Can I cover it in nacho cheese?
Jeremy and I are not necessarily big fans of the whole team building exercise thing. We're kind of cynical about it. And this doesn't help the cause of these people who try to sell these packages. I'll come to your company and we'll do a big team building. We're going to walk across hot coals together. Yeah, well, 13 people taken to a hospital with severe burns on their feet after a team building exercise across hot coals. Another 12 people treated by paramedics at the scene. We may have seen the last of the walk across hot coals to get along with Bob in accounting.
I posted the classic scene from The Office on our Facebook page when they do that, where old Dwight Schrute falls in the coals. It's a good one.
What else is trending?
Fudge is trending. Today is National Fudge Day. What a great day to grab a block of fudge and head to the pool.
Why is this not like in November or something?
Gnaw on it. I don't know.
Your fudge will melt.
If you're going to look like you got poopy fingers if you sit at the pool and eat fudge today. So anyway, I don't know. It's a big deal. It's trending. Whatever. It's also Dump the Pump Day, where they're encouraging people to leave their cars at home and take some public transportation. Use somebody else's gas today. It's called Dump the Pump Day. Here's your crap on celebrities. The first image of Hollywood heartthrob Ryan Gosling as Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie has caused fans to go wild on Twitter, dubbing his look terrifying. He looks horrible. He's got short white hair, a really bad orange tan, and he's wearing double denim in the picture. And fans everywhere are like, this is the worst thing ever. He looks really bad. Some of the tweets, let's see, the picture of Ryan for the Barbie movie is terrifying. Ryan Gosling is playing Ken. He looks horrendous. Ryan is a handsome man, but dear God, this looks awful.
But it's a movie.
It's a movie. He's playing a plastic doll. I mean, suspend reality for a little bit. He's not going to look like himself. Did you see a six-pack, though? See the picture?
I
posted
did.
A picture of it on my Facebook.
Yeah,
on our
with his
Facebook.
Shirt undone or whatever, and he's got it. Yeah.
How old is he? How come I can't get that?
Is he?
I've been trying.
45, is that right?
Yeah. How is he doing it? I mean, well, we know personal trainers and strict diet, and he's got a team of people to help him out.
He'll be 42 this fall.
He's my age. How come I can't?
Yeah,
get
he is
that?
Your age.
I've been trying to do crunches and.
He's actually younger than you.
I need that pill. Yeah, he is a little bit. Huh. What a jerk. I'm going to tweet about his abs. Disney is in trending this morning. They just announced a brand new Disney package. Oh, this is exciting. It's called Disney Parks Around the World, and it's going to grant you access to all 12 of Disney's parks on the planet for about a month. For the low, low price of $110,000 per ticket. Gee.
So close to $250,000 for you and your significant other to go.
Yeah, here's their new commercial.
If you like standing in line for hours, if you enjoy the sound of kids whining because they're hungry and tired, and if you've got a couple of $100,000 just burning a hole in your pocket, Disney has the vacation for you. Ooh. It's the Disney Global Travel Package. Oh, for just $110,000 per person, you get to stand in line all over the world. If you thought spending spending a weekend at Disney World was exhausting. Wait till you do it a dozen times with jet lag, trying to speak another language. No. Disneyland, where dreams and nightmares come true.
Oh, poor Disney's getting beat up. I guess that includes like food and your flights and
it's a private
accommodations.
Jet. So it's a private jet. There's that, and they say when you go on that tour, it'll do what they say 24 days. You also get to stop at other sites like the Taj Mahal and the Great Pyramid of Egypt.
That's kind
of
cool.
So you get to see some other things, but with 74 of your closest friends.
Are you going to be visiting those super cool sites, though, and have like the people in the Chip and Dale costumes with you and Mickey, you know, dancing along? And I don't want that.
Hey, look at this. It's a big pyramid.
Yeah, you got the guy in the Tigger costume.
Yeah, Goofy
next
is there.
Oh, boy, the Taj Mahal. Oh, I don't want that at all. I'd pay extra just to have those characters stay home. Put a couple more grand on it. Leave them at home. What else is going on? Gut health is trending this morning. They say drinking a lager, a beer, is good for your gut health, even if it's non-alcoholic. This is coming from some scientists studying gut bacteria. Do you read a lot about gut bacteria and how that generally affects your entire body? I've been reading a lot on gut bacteria.
I listened to a podcast several years ago. It was one of those radio labs. And
yeah,
it was about,
I'm fascinated by it.
It was like about the microbes that live in your stomach that we couldn't live without. I mean, you have to have them.
And it's so important to maintain those and have, I take probiotics. I eat fiber. You got to drink a lot of water. And I've noticed a difference when I start maintaining my gut.
They talk about the communication between the gut bacteria and your brain bacteria.
Yeah.
They like talk to each other.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff. And what goes on in your gut really controls like how you feel overall. And what?
I'm trying to imagine brain bacteria and gut bacteria communicating like, hey, you guys down there are stupid.
Yeah, well, we got some tequila right now.
Oh, man.
We just got a hot dog. Anyway, so maintain it by having a beer, I guess. Right. So says science.
Would a Michelob Ultra count? Would that do
That's
it?
A lager, right? It's a really light lager. Mm. I had one last night. It was one of the lime ones.
So you're saying a Guinness won't do the same thing, though?
Mm-mm. No, I guess
it's a
lighter beer. Anyway, let's do clickbait. Right.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a cute little video this morning of this little old guy talking about the keys to a happy marriage. He's got three of them, and he's an expert because he's been married for about 75 years. My goodness. Check out his three keys to marriage bliss on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.